Just a couple of announcements. There's sacramentals in the back of the church. Those are holy oil, holy water, holy salt. It's exercised. It's very beautiful to use it to bless your home around the property, inside and out, to bless your children with the oil. It's a sacramental. It's like a St. Benedict medal or another religious article. It helps you in the path to live out a holy life. Sometimes folks are experiencing trials and experiencing difficulties. Sometimes they make sense and sometimes they don't. And a lot of times they have these sacramentals in their home and they choose not to use them. You know, part of the thing you have to do, ladies, is you have to take a little bit of ownership of your own spiritual life. You have to do what the church endorses for holiness. And the effectiveness of the oil, water, and salt, I've seen women healed. I've seen women healed by eating a little bit, drinking a little bit, and put a little bit of the salt on their tongue. I've seen healing of their stomachs. Not everything is a natural experience. And combined with the Eucharist, combined with regular confession, combined with the devotion to Our Lady, I've actually seen great healing with people. Remember, we can't ascribe everything to the evil one right away. But you can't say that some things are not evil. And so we have to, you know, kind of whittle away at those things that are non-logical. And you can get to, okay, this doesn't make sense. Maybe this is something evil. Kevin Wells wrote a tremendous book called The Priests We Need to Save the Church. There's some copies in the back of the church. I don't know what to tell you with some of the stuff that's coming out about the church. It makes no sense to me. Never endorse the idea that a priestly vow of celibacy is the burden to vocations. The burden to vocations is a lack of sacrifice. So don't ascribe to the concept that, okay, this is what we need. Because I can't imagine having a wife and a couple of rotten kids and giving 1 ounce of care about you. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't care. I'd have my own wife and my own kids. And there must be a deeper understanding that sacrifice of the priesthood points to eternal life. I'm already married. I'm already married to Christ, to the bride. So all this new theology or this kind, I get that it's a discipline. I get that they can change it, but I don't think it's the answer to any more than suggesting that all these other ideas that they're offering have any validity. Because it has to be, when we look deeper, you know, this whole concept of homosexuality, look, it's not in Scripture. It's pretty clear. Jesus didn't mix words. I don't have to, as an institution, recognize something. And I think that if you look in the context of the church, the one that preaches the truth is seen as a hater. Look, I don't hate. I preach the truth. Okay? But I think that we've gotten so misconstrued that if somebody stands for what is scriptural, then you are not one who is loving like Christ. What does loving like Christ even mean? I mean, Jesus didn't go into the temple and say, hey guys, keep ripping off the people. He spoke the truth. So I just encourage you. So Wells's book is very good. The ladies have a CD. There's a vision CD in the back of the church. If you want to grab one, that's great. And there's a little bucket or a little jar to put your money in. Lastly, some of the gals from my parish and elsewhere go down to Haiti. And there's a woman down there that does some great work for the poor. And what she does is there are these little water packets that the UN gives out. It has about 3 ounces in it. And these water packets, she's developed a way to actually melt them down and make them into these bags. The effect of that is that women who are very, very poor actually have jobs, okay? These bags are, you know, what it's called Peace Cycle, and this one was provided 20 jobs for these women, and this took up 120 of those plastic bags. You can actually, if you look at it, you can see the wording of the plastic bag. So there's these kind of bags. They're incredibly strong. And I think that it's a great opportunity that maybe some of you would like to have one by paying for it, of course. Yeah. But there's also like a little bag that you could have like for your little kids, like crayons. Somebody said, oh, I could use this for makeup, like when I travel. I don't know, whatever. But the other thing is, you could actually host this. Like, you could take these, if you're having a ladies' day at your parish, and we could set you up, and you could sell these. I'm not asking you to spend money frivolously, but I do think, like, imagine if this got some serious traction with somebody like Oprah or something, and you said, wow, this gets women off the garbage dump, literally. You know, they're looking to provide for their families. It's not just. So I encourage you to, if you're interested, see the folks in the back. We're going to lead you in evening prayer on page 122. Evening prayer is the liturgy of the hours. I think all of you know that. Can everybody see a book? Look on. And it's a way for us to continue the use of the Psalms and also to extend the most holy act of the Mass. And so we'll go antiphonally, folks. Remember, like, I'll start on my right, my left, my right, my left. Then we'll just, I want you to, as you, those of you that have not been before, I try to encourage you to be aware of a phrase or a word that pops out in you in the scripture that might be speaking to you at this particular time in your life, okay? And we'll just let the Holy Spirit speak. Maybe you want to write notes down about these words that speak to you, because a lot of times, again, God weaves a tapestry. He writes something on the retreat. No matter how short the retreat is, He's always piecing little things together for you, because He called you here, okay? And then Jen and Therese will lead a song, okay? So please stand, folks. We're going to be on page 122, and I'll begin by invoking the prayer, and then Jen and Therese will sing. Oh God, come to my assistance. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.